Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Perak Beis Mishnah Zayin and Perak Beis Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, Perak Beis Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah taught us that if you would like to grow two different types of crops in your field, then there is a space that you must create in between those crops in order to avoid a situation of kilayim. In Perak Beis Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah is going to discuss for us cases where such a space between different types of crops does not have to be there and will not affect your field when it comes to kilayim. Says the Mishnah, Hayorosh Tor Chitim Nichnas Besoch Shel Saorim. If a person has the corner of his field of chitim, of wheat, and he allows that section, that corner, to enter a little bit into the barley section of his field, mutter, says the Mishnah, that's permitted to not have a space in between the barley and the wheat section of his field. Mipnei shehu nireh kesof sadehu, because that's clear, that's the corner, the wheat is the corner of his, of that part of the field, and therefore it's clear, says the Mishnah, that that's the end of his field, and therefore no one's going to think that, oh my gosh, this person was over Kilai, and this person grew and planted wheat and barley next to each other. Therefore, as long as you have the corner of your field, then you would be allowed to not have a space in between that and the barley section of the field. Continues the Mishnah, Shelo chitim v'shel chavero min acher. If a person has his field next to another person's field, and his field has wheat, and his friend's field has a different type of crop, so they're right next to each other, says the Mishnah, Mutter lismoch lo me'oso hamin. What's he allowed to do? He's allowed to take, let's say his field's wheat and his neighbor's field is barley, he's allowed to take barley and grow it right next to the wheat of his field, as long, explains the Bar Tanur, as long as it's right next to the barley and the wheat. I mean, it's next to his field, it's part of, it's next to the wheat of his field, but it also has to be next to the barley of the next person's field, because as the Bar Tanur explains, if you do that, then it looks like the product, it looks like the crop that belongs to his neighbor, and it doesn't look like an iser of kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Shelo chitim v'shel chavero chitim. Let's say a person, now again, he has his field next to his friend's field, but they're both wheat fields. His field's a wheat field, his friend's field's a wheat field, and they're right next to one another. Says the Mishnah, Mutter lismoch lo telem shel pishton v'lo telem shel minachas. And we're going to learn a machlokas now regarding flax. Flax is something that was often put into the ground to test the soil, to see how the soil is. And but usually when you're planting the flax seeds for the purpose of flax, then you plant a lot of it. You don't just plant a little bit of it for flax. But if you want to test the soil, then you might plant just a little bit of it. So says the Tanakhama, and we end up paskening like the Tanakhama. Tanakhama explains that you're allowed to put a little bit of flax next to your wheat, v'lo telem shel menachah, but you can't do that when it comes to any other type of crop. Why is the Bar Tanur? It says, because again, normally flax is abundant, there's a lot of flax, but if you only put a little bit of flax, then it's clear that all you're looking to do is test the soil. And again, when it comes to kilayim, the most important thing is kavana. If you're just putting the flax there, you're just planting a little bit of flax to clearly test the soil, then it would not be an iser of kilayim, and there wouldn't be a maris ayin issue as well. There wouldn't be any appearance issue that other people will think, oh my gosh, he's planting kilayim. Rabbi Shimon says, echad zera pishton v'echad kol min. And says, Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to plant any other type of, you can't plant flax, you can't plant any other type of crop, completely usher, because again, even if you don't intend for it to be kilayim, it's going to appear like a person is planting the wheat and the kilayim next to one another. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, Rabbi Yossi says, Af be'emtza sadehu mutter livdok betelem shel pishtan. That even Rabbi Yossi, the most lenient, the most makel opinion, and he says that you would be allowed even to plant the pishtan, to plant the flax in the middle of his field, because people will know it's just a little bit of pishtan, a little bit of flaxseed, and therefore you're just doing it to test the soil there as well. But we paskin like the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama holds that you can only plant the flax on the side of the field, in between, in the space, in between his field and his neighbor's field, to test the soil there, but you can't do it in the middle against Rabbi Yossi, and again, we paskin like the Tanakhama. Now we're going to continue with Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, as we continue this discussion and conversation when it comes to what other types of things you may or may not be allowed to plant in your field next to other crops without there being an Isser of Kilayim. Says the Mishnah, Ein somchen l'sdei tvua chardol v'charia. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to plant mustard and saffron, two different types of crops, next to your grain in your field. That would be kilayim. Avol somchen l'sdei yirakos chardol v'charia. But in a stay yirakos, in a vegetable field, you would be allowed to plant the saffron and the mustard, because mustard and saffron are damaging, are not beneficial to vegetables, and therefore, if you're planting them next to your vegetables, it's clear that you're not doing it to benefit your crops, to benefit your vegetables, rather you're simply doing it to test the soil. So in the first case, you were trying to test the soil, but tvua could sometimes go with mustard and saffron, and therefore, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to plant them next to that. Now, the rest of our Mishnah is going to discuss various, again, we're discussing when you can plant different types of crops next to each other in order to avoid the prohibition, the Isser of Kilayim. So now we're going to talk about different things that you can use to separate between crops in order to avoid Kilayim. In the previous Mishnah, or two Mishnahs ago, we discussed the space that must exist in order for you to have different crops. Now we're going to discuss, well, then there's no space, but at least there is, you know, some sort of a separation between the crops. Says the Mishnah, v'somich labur, you can put an unplowed area of land in between the two different types of crops, v'lanir, which is a plowed type of land, a plowed area of land. It is plowed, but there are no crops on it. V'lagafa, which is like a stone wall, v'laderach, which is like a private road, v'lagader shugova, asara tfachim, it's a fence that is taller than 10 tfachim, v'lacharit shu amok asara v'rachav arba, you have like a hole, like a ditch, which is a 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, v'la ilan shu meseich al ha'aret, or a tree which has branches that are leaning over and hanging over on top of the ground, v'la sela shu gova asara v'rachav arba, or a rock, a big stone that is at least 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. All of these different types of separations serve to separate between two different types of crops in your field in order to prevent you from being over the prohibition to doing the Isser of Kilayim. Quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Zion was discussing various cases where you may not need to make a separation in between your different types of crops, whether it's the corner of your field that's in your neighbor's field, even though the different, or rather the corner of your field of your barley field or your wheat field in a different section of a different type of grain, but again, it's the corner, so it's clearly the end of your field, and therefore there's no prohibition, whether it's your wheat field or your friend's other type of field, barley field, and so on and so forth. Again, as you're allowed to have a little space there because you're showing it sort of looks like your neighbor's field, not your own field. Bunch of examples and cases in the Mishnah where we do not require you to have a separation because it's clear that it's really not really part of your field, and therefore there's no issur of kilayim. And the question was regarding flax seeds that are really only being used for to test the soil. So we said that because, according to the Tanakhama, because you're just using it to test the soil, you could do it. You can plant the flax seeds next to your wheat, but it has to be next to your, it has to be in a space out of the field. It can't be in the middle of the field. Rabbi Yossi says it can't be in the middle of the field. And Rabbi Shimon says that it can't be in your field at all, because it's a little bit of a question. Will people think that this is kilayim or not? So we pass like the Tanakhama, that as long as it's outside of the field, the outskirts of your field, in a space, then over there, we're not concerned of kilayim, people viewing it as kilayim. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Ches discussed various types of situations where also someone's just doing it to test the soil. When do we allow you to plant other things or not? When does it look like kilayim? When does it not look like kilayim? And we said that as long as it's something that is not beneficial to your other crop, for example, the saffron and the mustard being planted next to vegetables, that would work because those things are damaging to them, and therefore it's clearly there to test the soil and not to benefit you. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, finished off by discussing various separations, unplowed land, a plowed land, a stone wall, private road, a fence, a ditch, a tree, a stone, and so on, that would serve as separations between two different types of crops in order to avoid the Isser of Kilayim. Have a great day.